Who was Mary Ward? Vision Zero, the title of a renewed campaign by the Road Safety Authority. Its ambitious goal, to reduce deaths on Irish roads to zero by 2050. To achieve this, the RSA wants to raise awareness and convince drivers, cyclists, passengers and pedestrians to change behaviour and commit to a new drive on road safety to prevent further tragedies. The roll call of death on our roads this year has been heartbreaking, and yet the flouting of the law goes on. Over the August bank holiday weekend, a motorist was arrested on average every 30 minutes for suspected drink or drug driving. During National Slowdown Day earlier this month, over 300 people were travelling in excess, many well in excess of the speed limit. And deaths so far this year are up a quarter on 2022 and more than 40% ahead of 2021. Now, shortly we'll speak to Sam Wade, who's the CEO of the Road Safety Authority. Before that, we'll hear from Leo Ligisho, who is a member of the Irish Road Safety Association. The Irish Road Victims Association. He told our reporter Anna Veglarczyk about his own personal tragedy caused by careless driving.
My daughter Marcia was killed in a hit and run back in 2005 and she had just turned 16. She fought for her life in Tallaght Hospital and Beaumont Hospital for a week. Unfortunately, she lost that battle. Watching your daughter lying there, not knowing whether she's going to live or die, it's very, very difficult. It's something no parent should have to go through. When we turned off her life support machine, it was on her sister's birthday. But that was the worst week of my life. To this day, we still feel it.
And with this experience, in your opinion, what should be done to improve the safety on our roads and to eliminate road accidents?
As people, we need to get together and start thinking more about other people rather than ourselves. The government and courts and the justice and the Gardaí need to have more enforcement. We need more Gardaí on the roads because people aren't listening. They're not listening to me. They're not listening to the other victims. They're not listening to the advice from other people. So something has to be done. And the technology is out there as well that has to be brought in, speed limiters, interlocking devices to stop people drink driving, and mandatory drug testing at the scene of a serious crash, a serious injury or fatality. There's so much that can be done. Road traffic collisions are not treated, don't seem to be treated as crimes.
Leo Ligisho there recounting every parent's worst nightmare. Sam Wade, CEO of the Road Safety Authority, is in studio. Sam, good morning to you.
Good morning.
It's a renewed campaign. It's called after Mary Ward. We'll talk about who she was in a minute. But the ambitious goal, zero road deaths by 2050. Tell us about how you're going to achieve that.
Okay, so Mary Ward was the first person in the world to die on the roads and a road collision. Vision Zero campaign. This is a campaign, it's a call on the public to work together so that we can actually see our last road death in Ireland. The campaign itself, Vision Zero, we launched Vision Zero in 2021 and unfortunately we were still surrounded by COVID at that time. And this is really a relaunch and a refocus on the public, on everyone, and as Leo mentioned there, actually, for everyone to change our behaviour, one thing I would ask everyone, including myself, one thing to actually change and start the conversation with friends, with colleagues, with peers, wider family. Start the conversation of what is that one thing you would change as an individual, and together and collectively, Vision Zero is possible and we can deliver it because we have successfully delivered reductions in the past and we're capable of doing it again.
But are we going backwards? We have a road safety strategy running to 2030 and that has an aim of reducing deaths and serious injuries by 50% by 2030. I went through some of the figures in my introduction there and it does appear, and numbers are up, that we are in fact going backwards.
There has been, most recently in the last couple of years, particularly post-COVID, there has been a disturbing and really concerning increase in collisions, in serious injuries and fatalities. And behaviours have changed. The global pandemic changed the world in many ways, but it also changed behaviours, some behaviours for the better. But actually, you rightly point out that the trend has been increasing in terms of fatalities and serious injuries. And this is where we need to recalibrate and refocus all of our efforts as individuals. in terms of working together to actually change that behaviour. And that's before any authority or enforcement or actions are taken. And they have been taken in terms of the various actions. You mentioned the strategy. There's a number of actions that we have been progressing and delivering as part of the road safety strategy. But my ask to the public,
they're not
this
working,
morning,
Sam, looking at the figures we have at the moment.
My ask to the public, Mary, is that we start the conversation to all of us to change our behaviour.
And what is your ask then? You're talking about the ask to the public that we all change our behaviour, and that is laudable and it is important and we need to do that. What is your ask of government, and what is your ask of the enforcement of the laws we currently have?
So in terms of government, we've been working with government, we've been working with agencies, with departments. There has been support for the actions that we have already delivered.
What about speed limits? We had the minister telling us about reducing them, but it's not going to happen for some considerable time.
So speed limits, it's a good example where that was a very detailed piece of work with the relevant experts and Road Safety Authority. We contributed to that. So I'm delighted that the decision has been made in terms of speed
to do
review.
It, but would you like them to show a little bit more speed in the implementation? Do we need emergency legislation to effect change and enforce them, not next year or the year after, but in the now?
The speed review and changing speed limits across the whole country, yes, it's going to be a complex piece of work. It does require legislation, and RSA and other agencies are fully committed to actually pushing through that change. We need the support from everyone to actually accelerate that change.
Do we need greater enforcement of the laws we have at the moment? Do we need to see more Gardaí on our roads, more speed cameras, more vans out on the roads at all times?
So just like investing in road safety, we need continued enforcement of road safety and that per behaviour. And that is something that, again, Road Safety Authority, we work continuously on a daily basis with an Garda Síochána. And Garda Síochána are fully committed to road safety with the resources they have. And I would welcome, and everyone would welcome, more investment in funding of not just the Garda Síochána, but actually Leo mentioned there this morning about technology. Yeah. We need continued investment.
Just finally, very briefly, is the NCT system fit for purpose now?
NCT, we are delivering an improvement on NCT. We are delivering an improvement on driver testing. My ask to the public is that let's change the behaviour. When the services
are restored.
No, NCT,
I said, is it fit for purpose?
NCT is a robust service. We're returning to service level agreements. But my ask this morning, Mary, is that we bring this back to change in our own behaviour.
Sam Wade of the RSA, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
This morning, 25 minutes past 7:00.